Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast, the most reliable and sensible strength training and conditioning information for coaches and athletes. This ASAP video is brought to you by BiPro Instant Whey Protein Isolate. 1 pound containers or individual packets, French vanilla, chocolate, or unflavored. BiPro is the purest whey protein isolate worldwide. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm with the head strength and conditioning coach from Georgia State University's football squad, Scott Holzhoppel. Scott's a speaker here at the Battleground Academy Hammer Strength Clinic. And I'll tell you what, it was a great lineup, a lot of great coaches, a lot of good talks. And Scott, you were one of the featured speakers. Scott, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me. Always good to catch up with you guys and being at a great event, and there's nothing better you can be doing on a Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking strength training, motivating, and that's one of the specialties that I think a lot of the people took away from your lecture today was just all the motivating stuff that you do and you've come up with. You've worked with a lot of interesting coaches. You worked with Coach Mick Marotti, and of course, under Urban Meyer, and probably developed a lot of the stuff that you've developed on your own.
Yeah, I mean, I think you take a lot of, you try and learn from the best. You know, Coach Meyer is the best in the field. I mean, Coach Meyer is obviously one of the greatest, football coaches we've had, and I've had the pleasure to work with, Tom Crean, Tubby Smith, even now Coach Trent Miles and Charlie Weiss, and I think, and let alone all the other sport coaches, and you try and take as much and steal as much information and knowledge from them and let their passion rub off on you as well to keep going forward. And I think you take that with your personality and you develop your own philosophy.
What about when you left and you ended up leaving Kansas, and I guess you got a call on Thursday or Friday, and the next thing you know, what happened with that trip? The next thing on Monday morning, you're rolling at a different school on a different field.
Yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes, when things go down in the business, and obviously you're going to miss the I really wasn't going to miss anybody in Kansas except for the players and the athletes that you have a relationship with, because you're the ones in there grinding every day and dealing with all kinds of things. And I think the easiest way to get over a little bit of heartbreak is to go find a new place and start building relationships and get back to training and what you love doing.
Yeah, so on a Friday night you were in Kansas, and a few days later you were starting your drills, and nobody even knew you on a Monday morning.
Yeah, I mean, just jumped right in the fire again. It was a great feeling. It reminds me when I was young all over again, driving from Pennsylvania all the way out to South Bend to work for Coach Mick. It kind of had those feelings all over again where, you get the call on Friday night, you're packed, van rented, worry about the other stuff later, and get to work on Monday.
Georgia State University, where is it and what's it all about? It's an interesting university.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really, really unique environment. I think it's voted actually one of the most diverse universities in the country. It's in downtown Atlanta, down there in a really rich southern culture. I mean, whether it's movies and just businesses and really the music industry. I mean, it's a really unique place, let alone the university itself being one of the top research institutions in the country as well. It's rapidly growing. So I think it's kind of a really neat deal to be involved in all that kind of little melting pot down there with education and culture.
Yeah, and the Panthers. They're lucky to have a great coach like you working with them, and you love your job.
I don't know really if you can call it a job. I think the job starts really when you're done for the day and you realize those guys got to go to class and tutors and they got to eat, and you're sitting there thinking about what to do the next day. So I think the hardest part really is the job is when it's when you're done training. You got to think about what you're going to do in your free time.
You find ways to motivate your players. What about that bowl that you set in the weight room? What was that all about?
It was really a visual aid of, if our goal was to get to a bowl game and what we're going to fill, what was going to get us there individually and collectively. So, you have guys who had to sacrifice certain things, whether it's on the field, off the field, whether it's putting in extra work, or, whether it's just living a better lifestyle to try and think about something that's greater than yourself and try and get us all to that goal that we wanted to get to.
And so each player came in and dropped something in that bowl, and then they had to.
Yeah, and it kept filling up. A lot of them might have been, just dropping things. It might have been a guy who was going to have to spend a little more extra time in study table because if, he didn't meet the grade requirements, he wasn't going to be able to participate. Another guy might have been he was going to have to watch some of his diet habits, or he was going to get, too big. Another guy might have been eating more. Another guy might have been community service because he, you know, he felt to himself that he needed to give back. So it was all something individually that each guy had to give that was going to make us better collectively.
Obviously, for you, it's not all, okay, bench press today, you know, 3x5. There's a whole lot to this profession.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, kind of like, no, just like Dr. Ted was talking about today, when he's talking about Dan Gable, one of the greatest, you know, if not the greatest wrestling coach of all time, you know, you got to know your subject and try and know them better than anybody else, and then you got to know your subjects and try and know them. And I think that's really what it's about. You develop your philosophy down the road from other great strength coaches, and you also have to read your players, understand them, and get them to try and fall through with the plan to win. You know, and it's not, like you said, it's more than just bench press. There's so much to it in this field. It's rapidly changing, always growing, so you got to stay right along with it. But at the same time, when you're growing and trying to stay with the latest technology, you can't lose your fundamentals, which is why you got into it in the first place.
Well, Coach, we'll let you grab a few Stinger bars and a Muscle Milk and hit the road back down to Atlanta. Thanks for taking time out with us here at Battleground Academy. You did a fine job with your presentation today, and I think a lot of young coaches and older coaches, I guess like myself, picked up a little bit from what you had to say today. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you guys for having me.